News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT proudly presents America's Coolest Conservative. Well, proudly could be stretching it a bit. Welcome to the DJ Ritchie Show.
Oh. It's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Hello. Y'all been talking like, you want to be on Friday? It's Friday, y'all. We ready to go. I done told Coach and them, we ready to play, man. We ready to play. Obviously, it's Silly Voice Friday, and I've already begun. So if you've got a silly voice you want to try out, then you can call 704-570-1110 and audition with a top-notch screen, phone screener named Young Isaac. You gotta make it through him to get to the judge here, just like on American Idol and all those other ones. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I am torn emotionally about something that happened at 5:58 right here on these premises of WBT Radio. Right here in the heart of the big dangerous city. I pull into the heavily secured gated parking area. And as I'm pulling in, I'm listening, of course, to WBT. Now, WBT has a lot of great talent. But one of the biggest talk radio stars in America is on WBT. And his name is Brett Winterbull, a.k.a. Mr. Winterbull. So I'm listening to his show, right? He's great. But then I hear him start an audio clip of my sweet Jazzy. You know, my majestic queen, member of the House of Representatives and Congressional Congress, Jasmine Crockett. A.K.A. My Sweet Jazzy. I hear him playing a clip of My Sweet Jazzy. And I'm like, hey, this guy seems so super nice in the times that I've been around him. He better not be about to say something bad and insulting about My Sweet Jazzy. So I listened. He played the soundbite, as we call it in the business. And he talked behind it. He disagreed with what she said, but he did it respectfully because he knew what would be coming his way if he didn't put some respect on it with my brilliant Jazzy. And I was like, okay, cool. So I don't have to have beef with this fella. Then he goes to a phone call or just a call. I don't think it's necessary to call it a phone call. All right. So he goes to the call. And this is how that went. Listen.
I don't know what she's talking about. And I'm not trying to be mean, but I don't know what she's talking about. Weird. Very weird. John in Fort Mill. What's going on, John?
Hey, good afternoon, sir. Thank you for taking my call. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thanks for calling in.
Excellent. I just listened to Miss Jazzy, and I swear she lives in a different reality.
That's all you need to hear? As my 11 listeners, what stands out about that? Yeah, that John is one of my 11 listeners because he called her Jazzy. I'm the only person that calls her that. And she calls me her sweet Riri, short for Richie, Riri. That's what she calls me sometimes. So now I'm torn. I'm like, okay, well, that's good that my nickname for my majestic queen is catching on. People are starting to call her by that. And then another emotion is, hey, that's my special name for her. Why would anybody else be using it? You know, I got all jealous. And then I thought, you know, I've said many times to young Isaac and then Lonnie Ray that works in here, whose name's not Lonnie Ray, but that's what I call him. People love it when you call them something that's not their name. I've learned that through the years. Like I tell them, hey, I don't like y'all being on other shows. Like where they do work behind the scenes on these other shows, like Mr. Winterbull's show and Breaking Bread Jensen. And then they talk on their shows, and I don't like that. I mean, I'm like, you either work for me or them, you know? Because I'm a little territorial with that. So now, should I be territorial with my 11 listeners? Should I kick that John out of the 11 listener program because he was listening to some, not only listening to Mr. Winterbull, being a participant in Mr. Winterbull's show. I mean, I was proud that my 11 listeners are out there, and I can tell that that's one of my 11 listeners. But then again, I'm like, what? Why are you seeing another host? You know? Because, I mean, I like all the other people on the radio here, but I'm not here to help them. I'm here to help me. I'm not a team player. I am not. Like, I've already been trying to snake Mr. Winterbull out of his time slot. He doesn't know that yet. And granted, I haven't gotten very far because something about him being one of the top 50 talk show hosts in all of America or something like that, I don't know. But I just started. So I guess, I mean, I don't know. I'm going to let it slide now, I guess, because I don't feel like going on and having to look for a replacement for John in the 11 listeners list. But then again, like, well, the community, the whole area is, I mean, fighting to get on that list, that coveted list of TJ listeners. Now, look, I would have been fine if John would have told him up front, hey, in all candor, I'm one of TJ's 11 listeners, and he calls her Jazzy, so I'm calling her. That's why I'm calling her Jazzy. That would have been fine. That would have let, you know, that would have let Mr. Winterbull know right away that John didn't have any cheating on his mind. Everything would have been cool. But I don't know. I was in a good mood too. Now I'm just like, I'm not upset about it. I'm just a little flummoxed. So much so that as my little intro was starting the show, I realized I've got a lot of material tonight, but I haven't even put any of it in place as to when I'm going to do what. I'm just completely disorganized and topsy-turvy, as the kids say. You remember last issue I had with Mr. Winterbull was when, you know, he stealing my friend Matt Daugherty. You remember that? When I first started, the first day I started, Isaac?
I remember it.
So now he's stealing my list? I don't know. But, I mean, what's going to happen, clearly, is this John fella, if he can listen earlier in the day, he's obviously going to listen to the better time slot. So I'm going to lose him anyway. Now that Winterbull has, you know, put the bait out for him, just reeling him in. All right. Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go through all of this material that I have pulled today that is important, that requires my analysis and analyses. And I'll figure out where we're going to go from here for the show. Because it is Friday, and, you know, I'll do some completely off-kilter things for a news talk show on Fridays that that drives the people in the offices down the hall nuts. But what they going to do? Not pay me? All right, we got more coming up. Hang on.
Jay Ritchie on News Talk 1110 and 99.3.
Hey, it's TJ, and the TJ Ritchie Show will be a multi-touch marketing option for all the cool businesses in town. I have no idea what that means. That was written by our business department, obviously, for me to read. If you're a cool business, I guess you know what it means. So go to TJRitchie.com and find out more.
Radio, podcasts, and cool social media content. Get all the TJ you can handle at WBT.com/TJ. Now, back to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
All right. Getting nasty on a Friday night with the nasty groove. All right, so we have a phone that you could call, and then when we pick that phone up, it could go on the radio, and you could talk to us for all to hear if you want to. It's 704-570-1110. You can also text that number, but that number, when we say text, is not the phone line anymore. It goes from being a phone line to being the WBT what? Text line. That's what. Driven by who, Isaac?
Liberty Buick GMC.
There you go. Liberty. So we have text here. This text was so important, it took two people to do it. It said, we are trying to be 12 and 13, Sinclair and Eric. So talking about my 11 listeners a minute ago, so they want to be 12 and 13. I told you it's a coveted list. But what happens is that people are coming in on and off the list. So, yeah, gain one and then lose another, and it always stays at 11. I can't get over that hump. But thank you very much, y'all, for listening. I appreciate it. A lot of stuff happening with immigration, customs enforcement.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love.
So the Democrats are really, really sinking to the very bottom of the sludge barrels. They are showing just who they are. Now, we've known who the Democrats are, what they are, and all of that. These professional Democrats, these elected Democrats, the party bosses, the minions that work for them, all of them. The media. But I mean, it is just bad. These elected Democrats and their cohorts in the media are calling for violence, wishing more and more violence would happen. And not just on our law enforcement officers, but on and against the protesters. They're jacking people up to get them to run out there and protest, hoping that they get hurt or worse, because then they have an issue. And they're just blatantly, they don't care. They're admitting that they are for lawlessness. People who are sworn to uphold the law are admitting to being in favor of and promoting lawlessness. Like, this is the mayor of Paris, California. I don't know where Paris, California is. But the mayor felt so strongly about this issue that he had to get on and make a video for the world to see to make sure that his people are taken care of. Listen.
The city of Paris has received reports of ongoing ICE operations within the area. We urge all residents to remain calm, stay indoors when possible, and know your rights. Do not go out unless necessary. Stay at home and do not open the door to strangers. This message is for awareness and safety. The city is committed to protecting the dignity and well-being of all our residents. Please stay safe and continue to monitor official city communications.
So you see, the marching orders have gone out. Even as far as to the officials in these municipalities, these local municipalities across the country. So the white Democrat bosses, and let's remember, the racism in our history has always been on the Democrat side. and it continues to be. So they've reached out. This is our plan. We're going to scare everybody, and then the ones who are the most afraid, we want to get them to go out and be violent and cause a scene and get on TV. And they don't tell the other people this, the minions down the line. They don't tell them. And if, you know, if you can encourage somebody to do something that's either going to get them hurt or killed, or if they're going to kill or hurt one of the ICE agents, that'll be even better for our plan. They don't tell them that. They discuss that with each other, I'm sure, in a big room like Dr. Evil has. So this mayor got the marching orders. There's another mayor in California. He's the mayor of Oxnard. And he is obviously in favor of children being made to labor illegally. Because when they busted up that weed farm, that marijuana farm in California, what did they find in there? They found 10 miners. And I'm not talking about the ones that have light on their helmet looking for coal. I'm talking about children. They found them in there, juveniles, working and carrying on. 8 of them were unattended. They didn't even know where their adults were that were responsible for them. And then you have the mayor of Oxnard who's upset about that. So obviously he's in favor of not only people breaking our laws to come into the country, the people who are in that marijuana farm, at that marijuana farm, who are violent criminals otherwise, you know, from being illegal aliens, but the children that were in there. He's in favor of leaving those children in there to work for the violent criminals or alongside the violent criminals. That's the only thing that we can assume after he takes to the camera and does this.
I've talked about these operations before, how I personally feel they're unjust, unwarranted, and just unnecessary, and it's creating a lot of distress in our communities. I'm hearing that single women are being arrested, leaving behind 3-4 kids at home, and how do we reunify that family? And this is just completely unnecessary, and it's unwarranted, and I'm making sure that emergency personnel are on standby, ready to provide services should there need be, and I'm also working with our governor's office and our state attorney general's office to see if we can explore legal avenues to just stop these operations from occurring.
Okay. Well, the only way you're going to do that is if you get some rogue judge to put a stop to it, a judge that is also not living up to their oath to uphold the Constitution and the laws of the land. I mean, how does that, how does anybody look at that and not know that it's, for lack of a better term, screwed up? It's backward from what it should be. It should be that these mayors want to protect their community. That's what they're claiming. They want to protect their community, but they're protecting the community from the good guys is what they're actually doing. They're protecting the criminals. And then they come out and lie and say that the majority of people being snatched up and split from their families are just, they came here for a better life and they haven't broken any laws. They won't even say they broke immigration laws. They'll just say they haven't broken any laws. MSNBC, when they report on them, they just call them migrants or immigrants. They don't even put the word illegal in front of it. Which, by the way, illegal immigrant is an oxymoron. Because if you are an immigrant, then by definition, you are here legally. It's called illegal alien in our laws. You know how I know that? Because I watched Judge Mathis. No, I'm kidding. That's a joke. You sound like a crackhead to me. That's what Judge Mathis says. He didn't say anything about immigration. So I have a lot more on this, and some of this you are just you're going to be shocked by it. That you know these people are actually officials in America, and this is the way they act and do these things. But I mean, if you know what professional Democrats are like, you're not going to be shocked. But either way, we'll get more into this, you know, in just a few minutes. Hang on.
More of the TJ Ritchie Show is coming up on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Hey, it's TJ, and yes, my new political show is on. It's every weeknight from 7 until 9 on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. So go ahead and add TJ Ritchie to your home screen on the phone and download the WBT app.
Identifying liberalism and mocking it relentlessly. This is the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3.
Okay, before we get back to the ice stuff, I just want to let everybody know how kind of giddy I was earlier, because I found out from Miss Anna Erickson, who is the news lady extraordinaire on WBT, that she listens to the show on her way home every night and actually likes it. So, I got a feeling that a lot of these employees at this radio station know that I'm on the fast track. Fast track to what? I don't know. But they know. Actually, I'm more, I'm on that last train to nowhere, and it's running right on time. That's where I am. You can use that if you want to. Somebody says, how you doing? Oh, man, I am on that last train to nowhere, and it's running right on time. I love country sayings like that. Okay, back to the immigration situation. We are the immigration situation station. So what do we have here? Well, we have President Trump telling the media, hey, I'm on to you, and there's something that you are not reporting that should be reported because it's good news. Listen.
You know, something that you should have that you haven't reported. As you know, 300,000 children are missing, right? 300,000 under Biden. We've already gotten back 10,000 of those children, and we have a lot more planned to come back. We're getting them back by the thousands, but 300,000, and we, as of this morning, over 10,000 we've gotten back.
No, they won't report that because the media is in cahoots with the Communist party leaders. They get their marching orders as well, but a lot of times, you know, in the past few years, and the dearly departed Rush Limbaugh brought this up, that a lot of people believe that, you know, for so many years it was the Democrats giving the media their marching orders, but that people are starting to wonder if it's the other way around. The media gives the Communist boss leaders, the elected Democrats, they're marching, like they're the ones calling the shots. Either way, they're all shady, to say the least. So there is there's a lot of stuff going on that I have been speaking about every night and saying that it's going to be coming to a breaking point soon. And it's not going to be pretty, which in a certain way plays right into the Democrats' hands. But today it was awful watching the clips and all from this raid of the marijuana farm in California. And you know, the professional protesters and also the weak-minded blind followers of Democrat orders really showed up for this. They knew it was coming. They're alerting them as to where these ICE raids are going to happen and all that stuff. So, first of all, standing out there throwing rocks and other projectiles at these ICE cars, these the SUVs and vans and stuff that are taking these criminals out of there. They've got to come up with a plan that is going to make an example out of those people, because they are trying to severely harm or kill those agents at that point. I mean, you can't throw a huge rock from 2 feet away into the window of a car and not expect that you might severely injure somebody or kill them. And these are federal law enforcement officers. So I don't know. Maybe there needs to be some sort of more of a militaristic type operation where you could send something in from the back. So you have the ICE agents out front, and when you have, if they're making that line and they're trying to push them back and all of that stuff, there needs to be something coming from the back that's going to box them in and keep them from, like, they got to surround them is what I'm saying. There's got to be a way to surround these uncivilized maniacs. Surround them and put a hurt on them. Lay it down. So when they're called the next time to say, hey, you want to make $20 today? Go be part of our riot or our protest? And they say, no, I don't want any more of that. Mm-mm. I mean, like, make a statement to where their heads rattle so much when they wake up, they're like, I'll vote for Trump next time if he's running. I want Trump to run again. I want a third term. Because we can't have that. Because every time they get away with it, they think, well, they're emboldened. They think they're tougher, and they think, you know, the ICE agents are scared of them and all of this stuff. You got to show them who's boss. You got to show them you do not do that. You don't come in here and assault us. Then you got a guy just shooting willy-nilly at the agents, into the crowd, all that. He should have been put down with lethal force is what should have happened to him. But they don't even know who that is. They got, you know, I think they said a $50,000 reward for tips that would lead to the capture of him. I mean, you can't just shoot at federal agents, law enforcement officers. But you see none of these mayors or Governor Gavin Newsom or any of them are condemning any of that stuff. They excuse it because that's what they want. Bet you these California mayors and every elected Democrat up the chain was turned on sexually watching that because they were so glad that somebody was out there shooting at the agents. I bet they could not contain themselves. They probably had to throw cold water in their faces and in their laps to calm down because they want that so badly. They're like, yes, here we go. But they, you know, they're not going to condemn it. And why would you not condemn it? You wouldn't condemn it if you don't disagree with it. But I do have one clip that the site Libs of TikTok posted today, and it's probably going to make you laugh. Because it is it's a full-blown liberal fail. Something this this liberal woman is trying to put together, and it just falls flat on its face. And she's explaining what happened. So it's pretty funny. And we'll get to it next.
The DJ Richie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3. Late, live, and local. It's the TJ Richie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Yes, yes. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sending in all the texts that you're sending. It's awesome. You know what? Not only do they not pay me to be in here, it looks like it's going to cost me a little money just to put a microphone in here that has a stand on it that will be comfortable for a short main to be using. I don't need to be complaining about anything. Y'all don't care. All you care about is bringing the entertainment. That's all you care about. I know that. So I left you with one big tease about this really sad liberal fail. I got this from Libs of TikTok, and it is a liberal woman, looks to be late 20s, early 30s, no makeup, really, you know, kind of, I'd say just plain Jane hair, not hideous looking, just an average looking person, a woman, and no makeup. You could tell she's a liberal. That's you could look at her and tell she's a liberal. But she's not one of the hideous ones. She's looking at the camera, and she's got this shocked look on her face, like, I just can't believe this. And she's explaining what is going on in her life about when it involves the Immigration Customs Enforcement.
My name's Taylor, and in less than 24 hours, I'm driving to Alligator Alcatraz to resist the atrocities going on there. And I have not been able to find anybody who is in support of this. I have been reaching out to resistance groups and people in Florida locally that I thought would be supportive. And I've been ghosted or told that I shouldn't go because it's uninhabitable. I am not sure what to do. I feel really called to do this. I can't continue working or living life as normal. I have to do something. And this seems like very clear to me that this needs resistance and in-person resistance and attention and eyes and somebody there. And I feel like I am not the most poised resource-wise to be the person going. I barely have enough money to make it there with gas, and I'm taking time off work, who have been very understanding, but I'm not sure I'll have a job to come back to. And I am afraid of bugs and snakes, and I don't like camping, and I don't like being outdoors. I'm terrified, and yet I still feel like it is worth it to sacrifice my comfort and my privilege and whatever else, because there's a concentration camp that my government built, and I can get to it, and I can do something. And I'm just looking for somebody who might tell me that I'm not crazy.
Good luck. Good luck with that, sister. Even your kindred spirits of liberal agitators are telling you don't do this, or they're not interested in doing it. They already say you're crazy. But ladies and gentlemen, what we are witnessing here is a huge pile of white guilt. She doesn't comprehend the seriousness of the charges against the people who are on Alligator Alcatraz. All she feels is that she, as Mighty Whitey, is privileged, and she has to do whatever she can do to help the poor people of color that are being held, the the downtrodden that are being held in this concentration camp. Now, are her motives genuine? Some people may think so, but white guilt is never genuine. White guilt is a self-serving technique, a self-serving action, because it is for you to not really do something to help the people, but it is for you to do something that helps the people where you can have moral authority over others who didn't do it. And you can tell yourself, I'm a good person. I'm a good person because I'm white. I'm obviously better than they are because I, and I'll say it's privilege. So it doesn't come across as, you know, racist or anything. But I am better because I'm white and I need to stoop down all the way to the ground and even below to help these poor people because they're not as good as I am. And then that'll prove to everybody else that not only do I have moral authority over them, but it will prove to them that I am not a racist. I'm willing to go and camp in alligator-infested marshes with boa constrictors and mosquitoes and other things just to prove to myself and others that I am not racist. Now, it's kind of sad because I always have to throw that in there. It's kind of sad that you have so many young people that have been indoctrinated and brainwashed to feel this way. I bet you that girl's got a degree. What you think, Isaac? She's got a degree. Because you went to a liberal college. You know what it's all about.
Oh, I've been behind enemy lines.
Mm-hmm.
She's got one.
Yeah.
She might have two.
Mm-hmm. She might, yeah, maybe has a master's. Now, go back to the other thing about, I don't know whether I'll have a job when I get back. They've been great, but I don't know if I, well, you know what? If they care about their business, there's no way you're going to have a job when you get back. Unless you're using up time that you had banked for vacation and stuff. Because I run a business. It's not what you would call a thriving business, but it's a business. And if an employee, and this is not just because I disagree with all the liberal stuff, but if an employee told me that they were going to miss work and they don't know how long they're going to be gone because they are going to go protest something that they don't know anything about, they're just going to make themselves feel better or whatever, then I would say just, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you're going to have some money to spend there because I'm giving you your last check before you leave. So you can use that to help, you know, buy camping supplies and mosquito repellent. I don't know if you can buy alligator repellent, but you're going to need it. She says, I don't know if it will do any good. No, it won't do any good, you dumb girl. Get some sense. Damn. But is she beyond help? Is she beyond somebody who can reach out to her to help her that's not doing it for some ulterior motive of self-gratification? For example, if I had, you know, if I had my dream come true, which is I've always dreamed of building a big facility and calling it TJ's Home for Wayward Liberals. And I would be in there every day counseling them and trying to show them a better way and teach them a better way of life so their life could be happy and fulfilled and all of that. Would she be receptive to that or would she fight me all the way? She'd probably fight me all the way. But we can't give up on these people, ladies and gentlemen. We have got to do our part. We've got to sacrifice. Now, I'm not going to tell you when and how right now you can donate for the TJ's Home for Wayward Liberals Fund. But it's coming soon. Now, the money that I get from the sale of the America's Coolest Conservative T-shirts, that's not going to this building fund here. That is for a great cause, though, because I need the money. That's the cause that's going to. And you can order yours right now at tjritchie.com. That's TJRITCHIE.com. Are you bold enough to wear it? I think you are. But I'm really, really going to try to get I think I'm going to need some big donors for TJ's Home for Wayward Libs. We're going to need big donors, and we're going to need big hearts, ladies and gentlemen. And you're going to have to put up with a lot if you're going to be one of the volunteers that has to deal with these people. They're going to insult you. They're going to make you want to beat your head against the wall because you don't know what they're talking about or where they're coming up with their crap. But we've got to stick it out. We've got to be patient to help these people. These are our fellow American citizens. We've got to deprogram them from what their families and college professors have programmed them with. Is it going to happen overnight? No. But at least if we can get as many of them into one facility as we can, then we'll know they won't be out annoying other people. So it would be good for the community. Anyway, I could see these houses building up all over U.S. America. Ribbon cuttings, coast to coast. Okay, TJ on the News is coming up next.
It's TJ Ritchie on News Talk 1110 and 99.3.
Hey, it's TJ, and yes, my new political show is on. It's every weeknight from 7 until 9 on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. So go ahead and add TJ Ritchie to your home screen on the phone and download the WBT app.
Live from the big city of Charlotte, North Carolina, it's TJ on the News.
News Talk 1110 WBT.
Oh, I'm sorry. News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. Got to throw that in there.
El sabor sabroso de Luis.
What in the hell is that? What? So, yeah, you can call 704-570-1110 or text it up in here. Same number on the WBT text line, sponsored by Liberty Buick GMC. So, we have young Isaac here tonight for TJ on the News, and Lonnie Ray is off again. He'll be back Monday, really?
He'll be back with us on Monday, back in the saddle.
All right. So, not if I have anything to say about it. He is gone.
He's dead to us.
He is gone. All right, lead story. Call the fence come out and die. The fence come out and die. The fence come out and die. A Pennsylvania naturism group. Young Isaac, do you know what a naturism group is?
I have no idea.
It's a bunch of nudists.
Ooh.
A bunch of nakedists.
Ooh.
Is what that is. Well, they announced the return of it's a naked bowling event. I'm not going to tell you what it's called because it's kind of vulgar. It's their annual bowling event where clothing is not allowed. It's not optional. It's not allowed. The Pittsburgh area naturalists announced this year's bowling event will take place Saturday at Pittsburgh's Crafton Ingram Lanes. Oh, I know that place. No, I don't. Admission to the annual event is $30, which includes 4 hours of unlimited bowling and shoe rental. So can you imagine how ridiculous these people look? Because nudists, a.k.a. Naturists, are never good-looking people. I'm going to be honest with you. They're never good-looking people.
What an unfortunate hearing.
A lot of them, though, are seasoned citizens as well. So imagine a bunch of Pittsburgh seasoned citizens, like retired union workers and stuff, at a bowling alley, heaving the ball down the lane, wearing nothing but bowling shoes.
Oh, so they do have the shoes on.
Yeah, that's what it said. It covers shoe rental. You have to. You wouldn't be able to bowl in bare feet. It just wouldn't happen. You'd be tripping out there. So it says the group said the only clothing allowed for attendees are shoes, which are required, and optional bottoms for the ladies. So ladies, you could keep your panties on, keep your pantaloons on. But why would you? If you're a nakedist, why would you leave anything on? It said please bring a towel and a bag for your belongings. Hopefully the towel is to sit on. The group said all participants must be at least 18 years old, and all genders, which should read both genders, sexualities and bodies are welcome. So they have to act like that. They have to put it in there that you can come if you don't have a good looking body. Oh, nobody's confused that you have to have a good looking body to be part of a nudist group. Trust me. No photos or videos are allowed during the event. I wouldn't think that'd be a problem. Sexual activity is not permitted. Nudism does not equal consent, and harassment will not be taken lightly. Violators will be asked to leave. So it's an upstanding event here. It's a gross bowling night. So it's not until tomorrow. If anybody wants to hop a plane here at Charlotte Douglas and get there, pay your $30 a head, strip down, and do a little bowling. Get you a Pabst Blue Ribbon while you're there, or a Yingling while you're bowling a few frames. Next story. Now, can I try to get on the There are new phone cases that are just downright creepy. They're lifelike phone cases, and they look like and feel like human skin. So much so that the skin changes color to make it look like it's been sunburned if you leave it out. So what in the world is going on with people? Okay, Isaac, let's say you met a girl, young lady, and y'all kind of hit it off. Say y'all were at a naked bowling night and y'all hit it off, and you asked her for a date, and she said, yeah, I'd love to go out. And then you go out the next night, and when she shows up at a regular place with her clothes on and able to have her phone with her, and she has a human skin, like phone case, would you think that's creepy? And would that keep you from wanting to date her? Or would you not care depending on how hot she is? If she's hot enough, you wouldn't care, would you?
Man, I don't know. That's some weird skin phone case.
Yeah, you gotta have some standards.
You know how much like stuff you would pick up on it? I feel like
what kind of stuff?
You got lint on it.
Yeah,
dirt on it.
I think you gotta keep it moisturized too. You gotta put some Aveeno lotion on it from time to time. You don't want it peeling.
No, wrinkles can do that.
No, it is weird. I don't know that I could. I would say we don't have anything in common. That's what I would say. You know what? This is not gonna work. We don't have anything in common.
So you wouldn't use a skin phone case?
No. I wouldn't use one skin or a two, because they come in different models. There's one skin, two skin, three skin, all the way to five skin is what they're called, the models. So think about that a second, and we'll go to the next story. Every now and then you get mad. Sometimes I make you sad. Make you want to say kiss my pants. All right, I'm trying to explain to Isaac with lip reading what the joke was that I just dropped. But it's all right. I'll tell you. A guy in France is in the news after he went on a road trip with his wife and forgot her at a gas station along the way and didn't realize it for 200 miles. He's 62 and his wife is 60. Their 22-year-old daughter was also with him, but she was asleep in the back. They left Paris for Monaco. last Friday night to beat traffic. It's a long drive, about 27 hours, and they made several stops during the first leg. He pulled into a gas station around 4:30 in the morning, apparently to fuel up. Then he left without his wife and didn't realize it for 186 miles. It's not clear if she'd been sleeping in the back or what. Maybe she got out and he didn't realize it, but he called the cops at 8:30 a.m. to report. And he couldn't remember which gas station he stopped at or even in the city it was. His daughter was sleeping during that time, so she wasn't any help. But cops eventually found the wife by tracking her cell phone. And they, okay, well, if you got a cell phone, why were you not calling your husband or your daughter? Or why did they not call you? That doesn't mean sense to me. And that's why it tells me that he was tired of listening at that nagging. He was trying to get some peace on that road trip, because you know she'd been criticizing his driving and telling him, you know, that his mom did a number on him. And, you know, all of this in French, of course, because they're from France. But you know that's what it was. It wasn't an accident, I don't believe.
The most peaceful 100 miles followed by the worst.
Yeah, you know that. It's going to be the worst. She was just sitting there waiting on him, though. That's weird. All right, and finally. Here's one way you can pass the time on a road trip. A couple in West Virginia is behind bars after they both got DUIs while driving a stolen RV and making relations behind the wheel. They were in Bluefield, West Virginia. And Bluefield is one of the cities in which my syndicated morning show is heard. So what's up, Bluefield? A cop saw 48-year-old Matthew McDonald behind the wheel and 35-year-old Shannon Bryant, let's just say, in the same seat, the driver's seat with him, naked. They pulled him over after a little, like, half mile down the road, and she was behind the wheel then, and somebody driving yelled out the window, "I saw him switch seats, your officer." Like, just ratting them out right there. So they both admitted they were enjoying each other physically when the cops spotted them. And then Matthew also admitted he was the original driver and that he knew Shannon wasn't sober. So cops found weed, drug paraphernalia, and a big bag filled with a white powdery substance. Then they ran the plates and saw that the RV was stolen. They both got busted for the drugs, the RV, indecent exposure. And both of them failed the sobriety test. So he also had, of course, you're waiting on this, several outstanding warrants.
Really?
Yeah. But, I mean, look at that. That's good. He's an achiever. His warrants are outstanding. They're not average. They're not below average. They're not poor. They are outstanding warrants. So they tacked on some other charges, and their mugshots looked like they were happy as two dead pigs in the sunshine, as they say. Didn't have enough sense to know that they had screwed up. All right, so there you go. That is tonight's edition of TJ on the News.
The TJ Richey Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WP. Bring in the heat.
Oh, hot, hot, hot.
Whatever that means. This is the TJ Richey Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Oh, what a night. What a night. Having all the fun in the big city. That's what we're doing. I don't know this for sure, but I heard that just being on for a month and a half or whatever it is, I've been knocked a big hole in the primetime TV ratings.
Go on and dig deep. Show me everything that you need.
Like, everybody's gathered around the radio like the old days. The whole family's gathered around, you know, like they used to do with Louis L'Amour Theater and all that stuff. Well, hey. Glad you can stay up late tonight, kids, because you don't have school. Well, actually, you don't have school at all. It's the summer. Good. Uncle TJ will be in to tuck you in soon. Don't you worry. So there is a woman that is in Hollywood, who is she's just a pain in the butt is what she is. She's a sad, pathetic, yet annoying pain in the butt. Her name is Lena Dunham. And Lena Dunham had a show on HBO. It was a series years ago called Girls. And it was as liberal as you can get. And the content of the show and the characters and all were as liberal as you can get. So there's some podcast, you know, you get these old TV shows and they'll bring members of the cast and all after it's been off the air for a long time. And they'll do podcasts, you know, behind the scenes stories of this show or that show. Well, she was on the podcast for that. It's called Girls Rewatch Podcast. And she said all of these people just act so surprised at how misogynistic and how horrible and hateful these MAGA conservatives are. But I'm not surprised because I received all of that hate from the conservatives and the MAGA and all. And I'm not surprised that it's growing and growing because I witnessed it firsthand back when that show was popular. She also, I don't know how this went exactly, but I think the gist of it was is that she, I think she wrote an article or did an interview with Rolling Stone, and she talked about a rapist that she had in college, and, you know, turns out she made up the guy or she falsely accused some guy and he, you know, tried to sue her or something, and then she had to come out and say, well, I mean, I used it as a composite of, I don't know what it was. But anyway, she wasn't honest about whatever it was she was reading. And so I don't know whether I believe her or not. I do believe she probably got a lot of hate messages and emails and stuff like that because some of the stuff on that show, from what I've never watched it, obviously, because it sounds like it sucks. But that show, from clips and all I've seen of it, was, I mean, really in your face, anti-family, just full on hateful liberalism. So people who complain about that, they're misogynists, they're, you know, they're hateful, they're blah, blah, blah. Because she's a feminist. But that's the way that this happens. You get these women together who claim to be feminists. Like, I was watching a clip from Michelle Obama's terrible podcast. Is she not the most miserable acting person in the public eye right now? She's just always so bitter sounding and mean. No wonder Barack Obama doesn't want to hang out with her anymore. They're never together. She's just awful. So she was talking with Julia Louis-Dreyfus. So you got Michelle Obama, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, both of them multi-millionaire, pampered, privileged women. And all they can do is sit and complain about how hard they have it, how hard women like them have had to work to get past this thing in our culture that's misogynistic and the good old boys network. And even today, they have to keep fighting for the respect that they deserve and on and on and on. And it just proves my point again and again that nobody likes a feminist, not even other feminists. Because other feminists say, wait a minute, you're complaining more than I'm complaining. You don't have it harder than I do. I got it harder than you do. So they don't like each other either. So I say we ignore all of them. Julia Louis-Dreyfus played Elaine on Seinfeld. She was fantastic, very funny. But in real life, she's one of those annoying, hardcore, radical, feminist liberals. from what I've seen. And Michelle Obama is just, I've gotten to the point where, you know, everybody talks about that Hillary Clinton is the absolute worst woman in politics and all, that she's just a vile, terrible, terrible person. And she is. But I've gotten to the point where I think Michelle Obama's right up there with her, if not worse. I was thinking about that today because I, you know, I ponder the important issues. Like if I were to have to, at the point of a gun, spend a night having dinner with Michelle Obama or Hillary Clinton, which one I would choose. And I don't know who it would be. To be honest with you, I really don't. They're both miserable old shrews. And that comes back to the fact that they're feminists who always have a chip on their shoulder for no reason. I think Michelle Obama really believes that she's a put-upon woman. Hillary doesn't. I mean, Hillary thinks that she's the greatest thing and the most powerful thing ever. Michelle Obama is really, really under the impression that she's, you know, she's mistreated and discriminated against. Michelle Obama was raised wealthy. She went to Princeton. She met up with Barry Obama. And then she started getting these jobs handed to her after she went to Harvard Law School, you know, where she worked at these no-show jobs, making a ton of money. And then he became the president. And now, you know, they're always for the downtrodden, but they have so much money. See, that's the difference everybody always says about your favorite president, Donald Trump. He came into public office after having already made his fortune. Other politicians make their fortunes after they've been in politics or while they're in politics. But yeah, these elite, effete liberals are the first ones to talk about how not only are they fighting for the little man, that they know exactly what the little man's going through because they've been there. Wow, I'm there now. I'm Michelle Obama. I get mistreated all the time because I'm not a man and I'm not white. So you see, it's just for some of them, it's a political tactic, you know, a Marxist tactic. Like, that's the deal with Hillary. But I truly believe that Michelle Obama is, she believes that she is really, really done wrong from day to day. Living the life as close to royalty, treated like royalty in this country as we could be, could someone be treated in our system where we don't have royalty. She's been given pass after pass after pass because she's Michelle Obama when she did things that didn't really deserve success. I mean, come on. So, Lena Dunham is also one of those, you know, that just craves attention. That's why she has done so many naked scenes and all in her shows. Because she's like, I mean, nobody wants to look at me naked voluntarily, so I'm going to force people to do it. From my humble opinion, that's what I think. Okay, let's take a break. If you got something to say, whether you want to comment on that or anything else, just give us a call.
It's TJ Ritchie on News Talk 1110 and 99.3.
Hey, it's TJ, and yes, it is going strong. The TJ Ritchie Show. It's my new political podcast on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. And you need to sign up and get all the inside scoop on everything and get the special little perks by being a member of the Ritchie Gang. Be a gangster. Just go to tjritchie.com and sign up today.
He's America's coolest conservative. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Sorry, I'm getting caught up responding to some of these texts that come in here. Yeah, I respond to some of them personally. Yes, I do. Because I figure it, you know, it's the nice thing to do. Very nice. Yeah. This fellow Jeremiah just sent a couple of texts up in here. They were very nice. Very nice. Whew. I was about to say something. I don't remember what it was, but it was nothing like in any important issues or anything. So I guess it doesn't matter. Oh, well. I'll think of it later. It's exactly the way the professionals do it. I go, I was going to tell you something, but I forgot. And, oh, well. Must not have been important. And you hear Pete Callender do that all the time. Is he not the picture of professionalism, though?
He is.
I think so, too. He's a good one. He's a good one. You know, the other night we were so justifiably so. We were so mad at this pediatrician who went on the social medias and made a comment about the children in the Texas floods at the church camp that were swept away and all. And she made the message about, you know, you got what you voted for and all that stuff. And then there's this other woman that has really, really gone viral, and she got fired. And she was, you know, first of all, she called this camp, this church camp, a whites only camp, and that only white kids were allowed to go, white girls, and all of this stuff. And it was more along the lines of the, you know, you got what you deserved kind of thing. So I think she got fired, but she's just been, you know, obviously receiving backlash for it. And now the backlash that she's receiving, she's claiming, is white supremacy. Her boyfriend's white, and I guess he works for some sort of a liberal institution or some institute that she said was supposed to be all about, like, the good white people. And then he still came out, and it was because the white supremacy runs so deeply, and he didn't support her and all this. It has nothing to do with that. It clearly has to do with you being just a vicious, heartless scumbag. But I do hope that the camp, it's called Mystic Camp or something like that, I hope they fire a slander or you know, one of those types of lawsuits right into her living room like a rocket. Because she clearly said for the world to hear that this was a whites only, you don't let anybody but white girls go to this camp. I think that's a defamatory comment for the world to hear. So I hope they go ahead and fire that civil lawsuit right in there. Say, while you're scrambling around trying to find another job and blame your obvious racism on white supremacy, go ahead and try to get an attorney to fight this. But they probably won't. I need to call them, though. I know they're still reeling from all of that stuff that happened, but I think I could get through to them. But anyway, so the doctor, the pediatrician that was saying all that stuff, she got fired. And, you know, it just seems like it's so much worse when you're dealing with healthcare professionals, healers, you know, that have taken the oath and the whole thing. And that's why videos like this that hit the internets are so infuriating. This is a nurse, and she's looks like she's leaving her shift at the hospital at night, and she's videoing herself in the car saying this idiotic stuff.
I just thought of a way to combine my MAGA hating and my work in the ER.
MAGA supporters are like people who hold on to fireworks too long. You love it until it hurts you. Kind of like, you know, how you love it until you can't retire until the age of 70. So see it in the ER, folks, when your fingers get blown off. Oh, have a good day.
Hmm. You see, they all think they're so clever. And they all speak in such an annoying way. And I suspect that that's what has caused their liberalism, is that they're so annoying and obnoxious that they don't have a man that wants to be around them. And that translates into unhappiness and insecurity and free time. So they have time to just pour themselves into these issues and being brainwashed and all of that. And then when they think they've got just a little bit of, like, I'm so smart. This is what I've come up with. I came up with this on my shift in the ER. Somebody came in with a fireworks accident. And I was thinking, I bet this is a Trump supporter. And then I put my little take together. And now I'm going to put it on my social media. And everybody's going to think I'm so funny and smart. But people think you're revolting, because you are. So I think that is what causes a lot of, because the women are the most vicious. We've already talked about that when it comes to these types of things. All of the ones that I've seen on social media saying the vile things about these kids and people who got killed and who's lost their homes and everything, they got what they deserve because they voted for Trump. Those vile, vicious people who were doing that are, I would say, 9 out of 10 of them, if not 10 out of 10, were women. So you have to chalk it up to this is a way they're acting out, and this is, what do they call it, displaced anger, because they're angry at themselves for not being able to have a fulfilled life with a man. Maybe. Because I don't know a single woman that's happy who doesn't have a man. It's impossible. Women cannot be happy without a man. That's almost biblical. I'm just kidding with you ladies. But I'm not kidding about these liberals being miserable people. Because they are. They hate themselves, I think. And that's why they lash out at everybody else in such mean, vile, vicious ways. Now, I'm not a professional psychiatrist or psychologist. I'm an amateur still, but I've put in a lot of work studying this stuff. And I do make snap diagnoses about people's mental condition, because I'm America's top societal profiler is what I am. And if you know any of these women, just, again, tell them I'm working on this project called TJ's Home for Wayward Libs. And I'm going to be, you know, it's going to be my mission, my ministry, to help them get over the disease of liberalism. I love people. I'm a Christian. All right. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it. Remember, God loves you, and ain't nothing you can do about it.
It's TJ Ritchie on News Talk 1110 at 99.3.
Hey, it's TJ, and everybody in the country is talking about my new political talk show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT, and they want more. How can I get more, more, more? Well, you can get the podcast every episode on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Just get signed up for it there. It's easy. Just go to TJRitchie.com, and that will get you there.